So essentially, your Rushmore is Darren Randolph, Katie Taylor, Laura Whitmore, and me.
OTB AM's Mount Rushmore, live every weekday at 7:30 a.m. on OTB Sports Radio. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? It's like I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Right, Phil. Good morning to you. Every day that scream gets me in the ears.
You haven't learned from it yet, no.
The big breaking story overnight is, according to some sources, Leo Messi told Barcelona he wants an immediate exit from the club following their Champions League humiliation. Esporte Interativo in Brazil, apparently. While the Mirror are reporting that Man City are in pole position to sign him. Is Messi leaving? Are Barcelona better off making a fresh start without him? And give me a scale of 1 to 10. How legitimate is the prospect of Messi?
That's a lot of questions. But the source from South America is actually the same source that broke the story that Neymar was going to sign for PSG. So this is the strongest indication we've had that Messi wants to leave. But put a bit of context into it. They've just been spanked 8-2 by Bayern Munich, humiliated. And obviously, you see Messi giving the ball away for one of the goals. And you're trying to think of a rebuild. You know, you look at obviously the manager is going to be sacked. We expect that to happen probably today, Setien. And then you're talking about who's going to be the next manager. Is now the time you want to become the Barcelona manager?
No.
When, you know, we're told they don't have that much money. We don't know who's going to be the next president of the club. Messi's just turned 33. Clearly his best days are behind him, but he still showed glimpses that in the first 20 minutes, actually, Barcelona created chances. But unfortunately, when you're playing with him and Suarez up front, Bayern were just going to have a field day, weren't they? So I can imagine he's hurting quite a lot right now, but I don't know. I think this is a story that we've seen before, and it's always a good one to grab the attention of everyone.
1 to 10, chances of him being in the Premier League. 10 being he's playing for a Premier League team.
I'm going to say 4.
So, not a great chance. Mauricio Pochettino is being heavily touted as the next Barcelona boss. Sid Lowe reports in The Guardian, Quique Setién will be sacked today. Pochettino had dinner with Josep Maria Bartomeu last week, according to the Spanish radio station Cadena Ser. The former Espanyol man had obviously previously said he would never manage Barcelona out of respect for the bitter rivalry between the two clubs. Never say never is his new motto. He was interviewed in El País and said, I was trying to quash the rumours at the time in a dramatic way when I was at Spurs. I had another job, you know. It's like, I'm just saying, what is it? Campaign in poetry, govern in prose. I'm not arrogant. I didn't like saying that. Maybe I wouldn't say it now because you never know what will happen. You never, ever know.
You never know. And just who would have thought Jose Mourinho would be the Tottenham manager when he was winning Premier League with Chelsea? So football, this is how things sometimes work out. But again, going back to what I said, if you're Mauricio Pochettino, he has spent years at Spurs playing really good football. One thing that he's been hammered with is, you haven't won anything. But he did a great job at Spurs. Is this the time that you go in and become the Barcelona manager? Because look what they're doing there. They were so stable under Guardiola. Then obviously Luis Enrique was there. They won a Champions League. But now they've become similar to Real Madrid, where they just sign big players, but they don't necessarily recruit for players that can fit into a system. You know, you were looking at Barcelona the other night and you were thinking, what are they trying to do? Even in the first 20 minutes, which was actually somewhat competitive, where they were creating chances. But they have a certain way that they're meant to play at Barcelona, obviously.
It was chaos, though.
Yeah. Like, Bayern, you know, you have to take into account, Bayern Munich were unbelievable as well. We fully expect Bayern Munich to go on and win the whole thing. And just the intensity they play with. And Barcelona couldn't live with them. But Barcelona, over the last few seasons, in the Champions League in particular, have been showing up. You think of the second leg against Liverpool, the second leg against Roma. So it wasn't a surprise that they were well beaten by Bayern Munich, but the big surprise was it was their worst defeat in almost 80 years.
I think if you're Pochettino, go on.
Poch will be an absolutely outstanding manager for Barcelona and exactly what they need at the moment. And if you just leave aside the style of football for a moment and your point on Barcelona becoming Real Madrid, there is sort of a Galactico feel to Barcelona at the moment. And it is as much to do with the players who are joining as anybody else. It is their fault. They feel that they joined Barcelona, they link up with Lionel Messi, and now's the time to put the feet up. Now's the time where we can coast to our trophies. And obviously that is not going to cut it at any level. There was one manager who we've seen who will not stand for even a high level of competence. You need to be unbelievably dedicated for Maurizio Pochettino. He is the guy who will crack the whip, and he will have no bones about doing that with Lionel Messi, I dare say. Like, we had a conversation earlier about Bruno Fernandes digging the players out in public. There is one manager who clearly digs his players out in private constantly and is a vicious training ground domineering force, and that is Maurizio Pochettino, the exact sort of character that Barcelona need. Somebody to come in and say, you're not as good as you think you are, lads. And I think Poch is that guy.
Yeah, but if you're Lionel Messi, you're thinking, I'm 33, you know, I've done it all. I don't need this.
Well,
but he wants a Champions League medal.
Yeah. I think if you're Pochettino, this is not a bad time to be getting this gig, because it is a poison chalice, knowing that the next president is going to come in and Xavi already has the gig. So you've got a one-year shot to nothing. Messi's going to have one last opportunity to win a Champions League with Barcelona before activating that clause next year. It's the other.
But do you even get a year, though? I mean, you say he gets the Barcelona job, loses two of his first four games. Already they're thinking, well, yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
I think you're going to get a year, because they'd have to replace him, pay him up, and then get a new manager who they know that they're going to end up replacing next year, because Xavi is essentially warming up in the wings. I think that there's a reasonable chance that Pochettino takes the risk and thinks that actually, I have that one season, win a La Liga title, do something, it not be a complete disaster, and then I can go back and get another job in England if Solskjaer, for example, if that gig becomes free, or the Inter job will be free, or the Juve job will be free. It's like you get in that super club carousel, you just need 1 year of doing it, and next thing you're Pellegrino. You get the Man City job. Is Rafa, did anybody mention Rafa? Rafa's over there in China going, I mean, come on. Hey, coach, look, pick me. Come on, isn't he?
Rafa playing counter-attacking football with Barcelona. They would love that at the Nou Camp.
Like, I mean, we won a cup at Chelsea. They all swallowed their pride for a little while. Right, here we go. RMC report that, as predicted by Jan-Erik Fjørtoft on, did I get that? Fjørtoft on OTBM on Friday, that we're nearly there with Thiago Alcantara, personal terms agreed. He's even found a property ahead of the completion of his move. Did you learn anything new watching him against Barcelona?
I think what we know about him is that he's very calm on the ball and something a little bit different. Funny enough, though, he doesn't have that many assists. Not that I'm not one that buys into the whole, you know, 13 assists, because if I pass the ball to you, Ger, and you knock in a screamer from 35 yards out, I get an assist for that. Right?
Like, completely unfair.
You're bumping up my stats there.
Yeah.
But when you look at him, yeah, he's quality. You know, he doesn't get pressurized on the ball. He's calm. So he gives something a bit different to Liverpool. That, as I said, Keita was meant to do it, but obviously has had a few injuries. We know the usual way Liverpool play, but maybe it is time to evolve a little bit, because as good as Liverpool have been, you know, you do have to roll with the times. And you know, maybe this is a good signing for them. I'd imagine we're not going to really find out exactly the details of this until the Champions League is over, because Bayern Munich are probably saying to him and his representatives, yeah, just, you know, keep a lid on it. We've got a Champions League to win. After that, you know, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah, not a Willian not playing in the cup final because he's joining the team next week situation. Rubbish, thanks. Right, let's horse through a couple of these. Villa are being linked with a move for Ireland and Southampton's Michael Obafemi. He's only age 20. He's been valued at close to 10 million. Is under contract until 2022. Apparently West Ham are also interested. What's the move to make here if you're Obafemi?
I think maybe stick where you are, because I think it suits the way Hasenhüttl plays, the way Obafemi, obviously one of his best attributes is his pace, and that suits the way Hasenhüttl wants to play, wants to press. And you know, he got a few opportunities. He's still very young. He's obviously had a few injuries, had a few hamstring problems. So I wouldn't be in any mad rush to move if I was Obafemi. But maybe he thinks, do you know what, I want to play every week. Maybe he feels that those injuries are behind them and he can get a run in a team like Aston Villa or West Ham.
Philip Coutinho's purgatory. Life must be awful, earning millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and sitting on the bench and coming off and scoring twice against your old team. Kia Drabshin has been talking about perhaps maybe he likes his time in the Premier League, and if the finances are okay, you know, COVID, big issue, it's going to play a part. Is there potential for him to go back to the Nou Camp now?
Well, he did himself no harm by not celebrating. If he had obviously gone over the top, which personally I would have liked to have seen, because...
Did that celebrate a bit?
Not really, no. I mean, he looked very embarrassed. Neat. He looked embarrassed. Whatever about the assist he was thinking, yeah, this is acceptable. Scoring once, he's like, oof, maybe I shouldn't have done that. The second goal, he's thinking, yeah, I'm just going to keep a lid on the celebrations, because who knows? Who knows? Maybe Pochettino comes back and says, I actually like Coutinho. I remember watching him play for Liverpool. This guy was brilliant. Let's get him back in.
So this is his comeback. That's what we're saying. Coutinho is back, putting a bit of value back in the 100 million that they've invested. Has he shown he can still make an impact back in England?
Oh, we know he's a quality player. Like, the guy is just suffering from issues with his confidence. He's not playing. Like, the only way he's going to get that confidence back is playing week in, week out, playing in a system that suits him. And then you might see the best of him again. But yeah, it really hasn't worked out for him. Obviously, he's got a few titles since he left. But in terms of what he's done on the pitch, it just hasn't worked out for him since he left Liverpool.
Okay. It's all quiet in the Sancho at the Man United front this Monday morning. Sky Sports report their German colleagues believe the move is dead. And the player will need to hand in a transfer request and agitate for a move if it's going to happen. Your legitimacy rating, Phil, dropped to 3 out of 10 last week. To last night's Europa League exit, though, show just how badly they need Sancho.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, people talked about the front three and how good they were. And the damning stat for United over the two games against Copenhagen and against Sevilla last night is 46 attempts on goal, 21 on target, 2 goals, and they were both penalties. So they're not scoring enough goals. Obviously, Sancho's not an out-and-out nine, but he's a winger. He creates chances, and you can imagine if he was playing last night, he certainly would have made a difference. But it goes back to, as well, trying to build a squad. Look what happened to Solskjaer last night. Didn't make a substitution until the 87th minute, and people criticise him for that. But you're looking at it and you're thinking, if I bring on Daniel James, I have to take off one of my front three. And Daniel James, although he started the season well, was definitely one for the future. And he was almost a little bit ahead of the curve, but he's kind of come back.
Yeah.
You know, we had to keep things a bit realistic. So
does this increase the Sancho?
Well, Solskjaer said it after the game. It just shows we need more players. So, you know, maybe the substitutions, the late ones, were a bit of a message as well, to say to Ed Woodward, like, you want me to bring on players, but I couldn't bring on Juan Mata because
he's too old.
He's getting on.
Should they not be putting in a bid for Raul Jimenez this week? Is that not starting to look like it's the type of player that could do a good job at Manchester United, that the number nine scenario is far from solved?
Yeah, I know. I've talked about maybe the likes of Harry Kane or Jimenez. Jimenez,
but in reality,
yeah, Jimenez would be a more realistic option. I think it's a deal that could definitely get done. And obviously, you don't have to let Jimenez take penalties because Bruno Fernandes is the best penalty taker around at the moment. But yeah, he gives you that that focal point. And also as well, like, they're going to have so many games that, you know, you can't rest players for the Champions League the way they could in the Europa League.
No.
So it's not... And Solskjaer himself was part of... He was one of four. You need quality strikers throughout the squad. So yeah, and Jimenez would be that kind of player if you sign him. If he had to sit on the bench the odd time, I'm sure he'd be happy enough to do that.
Okay. A reminder, OTBAM is live in association with Gillette. Good morning. Start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead. Owen, Arsenal are reported to have agreed terms with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. It's a big, big signing. Is it the signing of the summer?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I am going to don my red and white scarf and parade around the village here all day long. It is the second trophy of the season. So Arsenal haven't done a double in a long time. They've done the double this year, the FA Cup and the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang double. A really proud moment for everybody involved. And if they can keep everybody at the club, I know we're getting onto Lacazette in a moment, keep everybody at the club, they're actually not in as bad a position as you might think, except they need to send about 17 defenders.
Joe Hart has agreed a free agent transfer to Spurs. Jose Mourinho and Joe Hart, a good match?
White Hart Lane.
Hey.
Yeah, it's all well and good signing Joe Hart because he's just your backup goalkeeper. But as you saw with Liverpool last season, your first choice can get injured and then the backup is thrown into the limelight and can cost you in big games.
Yeah.
So
you need a good backup
Joe Hart,
goalkeeper.
You know, pretty much, I think it coincides with when Pirlo panenka'd him at Euro 2012. His career just started going down a little bit. But when he gets left out of the Burnley team, and I mean, there was talks of him going to Celtic for a while. Yeah, it's taken a severe downturn his career. I thought actually, if anything, he might end up going abroad. But he obviously had that spell with Torino. But it would be a good move for Joe Hart. If Hugo Lloris gets injured, then...
It's a bad move for Spurs.
Yeah.
Finally for now, the Sun on Sunday say Chelsea are close to a deal to sign Brighton captain Lewis Dunk for $40 million. Is he worth that kind of money? And what impact will he make in Frank Lampard's side?
Well, if Lewis Dunk, you're saying $40 million. If Harry Maguire is worth $80 million and you're saying Lewis Dunk is half of Harry Maguire, then it's a great deal for Chelsea. Because I think we've seen the last few months that Harry Maguire is a fairly average defender.
He's grand.
He's
like Kyle Walker. He's grand.
Yeah.
No way.
Dunk is decent. Brighton are a strange one where it looks like Shane Duffy is going to go to Celtic. That's the talk that he's going to get a move out. Obviously, Ben White is a Brighton player but played for Leeds. And Brighton are quoting clubs $40 or $50 million for Ben White, who's never played in the Premier League. The top six are all interested in him. Leeds want him. He had a great season with Leeds. The Leeds fans want the deal to be done. Mm. Adam Webster obviously came in last season. He took Shane Duffy's place. So I don't know what the thinking is for Graham Potter, because the times as well he played three at the back. So
he needs some bodies back there.
Yeah.
All right, Phil, that's it for Deal or No Deal. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I signed for them after the Euros, and after my first day's training, I was driving home. I was actually thinking,
regretting it.
What have I done? I walked into a circus.
It's amazing, isn't it?
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.